Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes. HaPesach Sheyatza Oshenit MaPesach that went out of the wall or went out. So the Rav says it went out of the wall, which Pashtus means out of the wall of Yerushalayim. And we're talking about where it went out on Yud Dalet. Oshenitma, or it became Tamei. Yisarf Miyat. Both of these cases, you burn it right away. You do not wait till Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. Rather, you burn it on Yud Dalet. The Rambam says Oshayatza is actually going on out of where you were sitting. When you had the Chabura on the night of Pesach, on Tesvav, you're not allowed to leave that area. And if one would leave where he's sitting, he left, let's say, left that house, the din is that he has to burn it. The Rambam actually says it over here on this Mishnah. The problem is, the Pharisee asks, but how can the Mishnah then say, Yisarf Miyad, burn it right away? If we're dealing with leaving where you're eating with the Chabura, and we're dealing with the night of Pesach, how can you say, burn it right away? You're not allowed to burn it right away. Ein sarfin kachim b'yantif. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif. But according to the Rav, if we're talking about on Yud Dalet and you burn it right away, it's Erev Yontif. There, you're allowed to burn it. And we're specifically talking about a case where the Korban Pesach was brought outside the walls of Yerushalayim. It becomes pusel, and you're supposed to burn it. Nitmu ha-bailim o-shamesu. But if the bailim became tame, or the bailim died, but nothing happened to the Korban, to uber tsurasai, v'yisarif b'shishasar. To uber tsurasai means, it technically means, let its form change, but what it really means is that let it become nosar. V'yisarif b'shishasar, and you burn it on the 16th. You can't burn it on the 15th, because you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif, so you wait till chol moed, that's when you can burn it. Why are you burning it? Because it's now nosar, and you're supposed to burn nosar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, af ze yisarf miyad, lefisha ein lo eichlin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, and the Rav explains, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika is dafka dealing with a case where the bailim became tame, or they died before they did zrikas adam. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika is saying that this too, you can burn right away, even on Yud Dalet. Why? Lefisha ein lo eichlin, because there's no one to eat it. It's a carbon that had no person that it was designated to eat from. And it's similar to a psul in the guf. It's similar to a psul, like the first halach of this Mishnah, of a pesach that became tameh, that you can burn it on Yud Dalet. You do not have to wait for it to become noser to burn it. Rather, you can burn it on Yud Dalet. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka agreed that if they first did the Zrika and then the Bailim became Tameh or died, he would also agree that you would not burn it on Yud Dalet. Rather, you would wait till the morning of the 16th after it's Nisar, and then you would burn it then.